All right, recorder is on. I'm recording us now, and here are the questions I have. Great. First of all, what do you mean by legacy strategies?
Legacy strategy is really a properly planned estate strategy that puts people in control of what happens to what matters most to them when they're no longer with us.
Now, why are so few Americans designating beneficiaries for all their accounts?
You know, Harmon, that's a really good question. What my experience has been, it's not that people don't care. It's not that they don't want people they care about to be in line if, heaven forbid, something happened to them. I think sometimes just it's taking the time, finding a little extra information. I know some firms, for example, will require a Social Security number and date of birth for a beneficiary. And sometimes people just, you know, can't, they don't have the time, or they say, I'll get to it later sort of thing. But more often than not, the other thing I'll see is there can be default options that go into place, and or people have made decisions and they just don't revisit them. You know, I had one client, we were revisiting, kind of looking over their retirement plan at work, and they had an ex-spouse listed as their beneficiary. So if something had happened to them, all of that money would have gone to their ex-spouse, and they just hadn't reviewed it. You know, they just didn't really think about it. So, you know, at work, in default life insurance plans at work, 401k plans, individual IRAs, annuities, those type of investments that people hold really should be reviewed on a regular basis, just because life changes occur and sometimes people just don't think about checking on that sort of stuff.
What's the best way to have legacy conversations or conversations like this with family members?
You know, it depends on the age. I often will say to, you know, I'll have clients who are earlier in their investing cycle, and they'll be, you know, I'll ask them, you know, do you have a plan in place? And they say no. And I'll ask if their parents have a plan in place. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, I don't know. And, you know, for both moving up that food chain or for the more mature clients moving down, I'll tell the younger clients, you know, the best way you can have a discussion about estate planning with your folks is make sure you've got your own estate plan in place. And I'd say with my more mature clients, the thing I'll say to them is, you know, the best way you can set an example for your, you know, your kids is make sure you've got a plan in place. I mean, and I really believe you owe it to your family members that they know exactly what your wishes are. And if you don't, if you decide you're going to ignore that, then that's okay. The state you're living in will make that decision for you when you pass away, if you haven't done those plans. And I would guess most of your listeners would prefer to have control over that than turn that over to whatever state they're living in.
Now, where can we go for more information on this?
I mean, there's a few places, you know, people can go to. Obviously, we have a website, edwardjones.com/legacy. Again, that's edwardjones.com/legacy. There's a lot of good information there. I'd also say, you know, the second thing they could, or probably more importantly, is if they have a financial advisor, make sure to meet with that financial advisor and just have a discussion about legacy planning. You know, also, they've got a plan, make sure they're reviewing it and updating it. And I think almost, you know, as important again is communicating what your wishes are to your family. You know, make sure it's in writing, but also I think just having a discussion not only helps the person work through that, a lot of times it'll give the people they care about most some good, you know, some thoughts about doing, making sure they're doing stuff for themselves too.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I think we're all set then, and thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Harmon. Have a great day.
Our pleasure. You too. Bye.